We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We are live from Hooters in the shadows of my least favorite arena in sports, Madison Square
Garden. And by
Garden.
The way, let me just say that the, I guess, NYU, there was a graduation going on, and I guess somebody, you guys said it's NYU was graduating out there?
Dentistry.
Oh, is that what it is?
Dentistry at NYU.
And I mentioned that maybe Dolan is the commencement speaker.
Can you imagine that?
That could be. You never know.
You never know. We see a lot of very creative commencement speakers, if you will.
Yes, we do.
We're broadcasting live from Hooters. It's on 33rd Street between 6th and 7th Avenue. We'll get to the Yankees and then back to your calls. The good news from last night.
Is that going
night,
to the FBI? Look at that.
Yeah, there's a weird recording
device that's being used. Is that coming from you, Steve?
What is that?
What is that?
Are you wiretapping us or something?
Where did this come from now? I feel nervous.
Is this
now.
The NSA? Are they out to check us out?
Bro.
Oh, it's because of your daughter's text messages Joe.
So that's what's going on. So you're telling me this is going right to Putin? Is that what you're saying?
Right to Putin. Directly to him.
I'm a little concerned right to the now Kremlin. When I see that. I'm worried. You see that? What is that?
I'm going to take a picture of it and tweet it.
I mean, Steve, what's going on?
Here we go.
Boy, I know where it came from.
What's that?
Dove.
He wanted to see what we're saying about him.
Oh, the pain.
When we're not on. All right, I'm tweeting it right now, Evan Roberts, WFA.
Please do that. Let everybody see this crazy thing going on.
It really is strange.
Send it directly to my daughter, will you? Anyway.
You know who she'll blame for that.
Well, of course.
So last night there were a few positives from the Yankees. Number one, Jordan Montgomery was really, really good. I was thinking this as I was watching this game last night. He is a healthy Steven Matz. Basically, that's how I felt last night. He was throwing strikes.
Oh, he looked great.
Didn't walk a guy.
Yep.
He gives up the home run to Lorenzo Cain. Now, they take him out with two outs in the seventh inning, and I was mixed about it because his pitch count still wasn't 100.
George was very happy about it.
George was annoyed.
George was complimenting Girardi, saying Joe did a great job getting him out.
George, can I make the argument on why it
George
sort
was
of
not
made
happy
sense?
About
can I tell
it.
You?
And understandable.
All right, here we go. Two batters previous, Lorenzo Cain hit a home run, okay? The next batter, Eric Hosmer, a lefty, ripped the line drive right at somebody. I think it was the first baseman, Chris Carter. So he started to look. Forget about the pitch count. Forget about that. Eye test. He started to look a lot more hittable, and Girardi looked at his bullpen. Adam Warren has been very good for the most part. And he said, you know what? Montgomery's given up some hard-hit balls. He's approaching the most pitches he's thrown basically this season. You know what? I'm going to trust my bullpen. The problem is Adam Warren stunk. Jonathan Holder
stunk.
Chasen Shreve stunk. And they all blew it.
Yep.
But in Girardi's defense, the two hitters, before he pulled them, hit the ball hard. See, you're even shaking
George,
your head
I
in
got,
agreement.
George, I got two words for you. Exit velo. Okay?
That's right.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
The exit velo was through the roof on that Hosmer line drive.
No question about it.
I thought you were going to say, hey, two words, you know, you're still in first place.
Well
that's three
they're
words.
Nine games over.
Yeah.
George.
Yeah. But the problem was the bullpen failed, and the offense also didn't do enough either.
Well, I had two solo home runs. That was it.
That was the offense.
Yep.
And the offense has slowed down a little bit over the last 4 or 5 days. But I think you have to be encouraged by what Jordan Montgomery did. He looks really good.
Also, a big play. Who's a Moustakas made a big play on Headley on a line drive. That could have changed some things, but, you know.
And Chase Headley made a great diving play.
He did.
That had to excite everybody.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. I'll give you another positive for the Yankee fans. You guys embarrassed the Mets in the attendance battle.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
The announced crowd at Yankee Stadium.
Well, it was 10,000 more, right?
11,000 more.
Was it 11,000?
10 and change. So whatever. Split the difference.
10, 11.
Now, it's announced crowd. Let's be honest. There were not 35,000 people at Yankee Stadium, but there also wasn't 24,000.
Hey, right now, I mean, look, there's no question. Right now, the more exciting team are the Yankees. You got all these young stars on this team, a team that did not have major expectations coming into the season, and they're playing tremendous baseball, and the nine games over 500.
But
the Mets are just the opposite.
But it was Harvey Day, Joe.
Oh, that's right, I forgot.
I mean, it was Harvey Day. They got outdrawn by Montgomery Day.
Right.
Montgomery Day did better than Harvey Day.
Right now, Montgomery's pitching better than Harvey.
Yeah.
Let's
Who
be
is
honest.
It? There's only that, one guy not pitching better than Harvey in the
Tommy Malone?
Forget about Malone. I don't even count him.
Oh, okay.
Masahiro Tanaka.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
That's the only guy.
That is true.
But Tanaka's best moments have been better than Harvey's best moments. Tanaka pitched a complete game shutout
not too long ago. Yes.
But the bottom line was, I understand the criticism of Joe making the move, but it's also baseball today. I mean, you just don't see a lot of guys throw more than 100 pitches.
Yeah. The fact that he was even into the seventh inning with two out, that's something.
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, that's a long, big for a starting pitcher for Girardi.
But I think the warning sign is that with Chapman out, we've talked about this, everybody's role becomes a little bit
more
important.
Happens.
And a guy like Adam Warren, who got off to a great start, I mean, is that a guy you can have full confidence in to get big outs in the seventh inning? We'll see. I mean, he hasn't been good recently. He got off to a great start, but there's a lot more pressure on Adam Warren to make big pitches. Jonathan Holder's role becomes more significant. Jason Treves pitched pretty well for the most part. His role becomes more significant. So when you have an injury like that, it's not about Dellin Betances, because I think Dellin Betances is going to be fine. I think most of us agree. It's about replacing the guy who's replacing Betances and then replacing the guy who's replacing Clippard. It's like a cycle like that. And I think it also puts pressure to get more quality innings from your starting pitcher.
Yeah, no question. But I think last night, you know, Yankee viewpoint, you got to look at Montgomery. Terrific effort by him. I mean, maybe they really got something here with this kid.
Yeah.
You know, and the bottom line is they had a tough time with Duffy in Kansas City. He pitched a great game against them there.
Yep.
And he wasn't quite as good last night. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you can't win every game out of 162.
No, absolutely.
And that's the bottom line.
We talked about this before. I mean, the Yankees had their incredible runs. They've had three pretty good winning streaks. What you need to do right now is just avoid losing streaks.
Right.
They gave
Which they've done. I mean,
they
outside
have.
That
oh,
little
yeah.
three-game losing streak, they really have done that.
No, and that was the key. And that three-game losing streak had a legitimate chance to turn into a four-game losing streak, and they were able to avoid it. I think right now you're looking to just stabilize it and play 500 baseball for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
I know that doesn't sound exciting, but over 162, it's kind of what you have to do.
Yep.
You know, you have a couple
what
of winning
streaks.
What, you
got Tampa Bay coming in after this?
Play Oakland.
Oh, Oakland, that's right. The A's come in. That's right.
They play the immortal Oakland A's, and then they've got that long stretch of games against the American League East where they're going to play the Orioles.
Yep.
They're going to play the Blue Jays. They're going to play teams like
Boston.
Yeah, they're going to play Boston. So they'll go right through the American League East. But, hey, they won the attendance battle last night.
There you go.
So congratulations.
And right now they're a better team. So there you go.
I don't even think there's much of a question.
Nope.
And they have a better rotation, which is stunning. I don't think anybody would have thought that before the season began.
Nobody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.